埋葬复活升天以后。
So after Jesus was crucified on the cross and he was buried and he rose again.
那教会被建立的。
The church was established.
所以主耶稣的门徒啊，也很认真的出去传福音。
And so the disciples of Jesus very diligently went out to spread the word.
可是经过三四十年以后。
But 30 to 40 years later.
因为当时的犹太人在社会上啊。不是很被尊重。
Because the Jews at that time were not well respected in society.
所以有些信徒啊，就连带啊，不大愿意来教会。
And so some believers no longer are willing to come to the church.
同时呢，他们也不愿意啊，跟信徒生活在一起。
And they also don't want to be associated with the believers.
甚至于呢。离开所相信的道理
and some even departed from the truth that they once believed.
因为他们假如是要持守在教会里头呢，可能必须要接受逼迫
Because for them to persist in their faith, they would have to face persecution.
所以很多人就不愿意啊，来冒这个险
And so many people do not want to take this risk.
因此希伯来书的作者啊，就鼓励那些信徒
And so the author of Hebrew wrote the Book Hebrews to encourage these members.
因为当时这个传道人呢，有两种的传道人。
At that time, there's two types of ministers.
一种传道人是讲这个信徒所喜欢听的。
One type would preach the word that the members want to hear.
你们不会说逼迫啊。
They would say, you will not be persecuted.
说逼迫不是神的意思啊。
That it is not God's will for you to face persecution.
讲一些大家很喜欢听的话。
So they will speak a lot of words that people like to hear.
因为每一个人都不希望接受逼迫。
Because no one likes to undergo persecution.
但是呢，神的旨意就是要进天国啊，就是要经过很多的艰难。
But the will of God is that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, one will face many difficulties.
因此，希伯来书的作者也是很严正的告诉大家说，要进入神的国，必须要经过很多的艰难。
And therefore, the author of Hebrews very faithfully told the readers that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, you will face persecution.
这个时候，作者呢就顺便提到两种的信徒。
And the author also talked about two types of believers.
一种信徒啊，就是吃奶的信徒。
One type is those who need milk.
另外一种啊，是吃干粮的信徒。
And the other type of believer is those that can take solid food.
这两种的信徒呢，我们今天来探讨，他们到底是代表着什么意义。
So let's spend today to talk about what these two types of believers mean.
同时也可以做我们在灵性上做个检讨。
And it can also serve as something that we can examine our own spirituality.
看一看我们现在是属于吃奶的阶段，还是属于吃干粮的阶段。
We can evaluate to see whether we are a believer who need milk or one that can take solid food.
请看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章十一节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 11。
希伯来书第五章十一节。
Hebrews 5 verse 11。
论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。十二节。
12。
看你们学习的功夫啊，本该做师父，谁知还有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们。并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人十三节
13.
凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理因为他是婴孩十四节
14.
那唯独长大成人的才能够吃干粮他们的心窍学习的通达就能够分辨好歹了那这里是作者把基督徒就分成两种
And so here the author separates the members into two types.
一种是吃奶的。
One is those who need milk.
另外一种是吃干粮的。
And the other type is those who can take solid food.
当然我们都知道婴孩就是必须要吃奶粉的。
And of course we know that babies need milk.
孩子喝这个母奶。
And babies can take breast milk.
反正他不能够吃干粮。
No matter what type of milk, and they can't eat solid food.
真的吃干粮的话，婴孩就不能够消化。
Because a baby who takes solid food cannot digest that food.
因为他还没有成人，这个身体各方面呢还没有茁壮。
Because their physical development is prohibits them from taking solid food.
因为他不能够吃干粮。
And so therefore they are not capable of taking solid food.
那一个人长大以后，
But after a person grows up,
那很自然的他就不会回去吃奶。
Very naturally, they will not go back to only drinking milk.
很自然的他长大以后，身体茁壮了，他就必须要吃干粮。
And naturally, as they develop physically, they will start to take solid food.
所以吃奶跟吃干粮这个道理我们都很明白。
And so we're all very familiar with the teachings of needing milk and solid food.
可是到底吃奶在属灵上是代表着什么意义？
But what does needing milk and eating solid food mean spiritually?
那希伯来书的作者为什么要用大家所能够明白的道理来应用在属灵的事物上？
Why does the author of Hebrew use this principle that we can all understand into something that's spiritual?
希伯来书并不是说这个吃奶不好，那小孩子就不要吃奶。
The author of Hebrews is not saying drinking milk is bad and babies should never drink milk.
说吃奶的属灵意义，第一个就是这些人呢没有一个学习的动机跟决心。
The first spiritual meaning of needing milk is that these members do not have motivation and determination.
因为他说这个麦迪洗德是在旧约时代的一个人物。
He talks about Melchizedek, which is a character in the Old Testament.
那麦迪洗德是代表着什么意义？
Who does Melchizedek represent?
那可能当时的传道的人讲了很多。
And so the preacher at the time may explain.
那慢慢讲的话，听不懂再问呢。可是这些人呢，就是不想听啊。
And if someone doesn't understand, they may ask questions, and he will explain. But some members are not even interested to listen or ask questions.
所以他们听不进去的，第一个就是因为没有学习的动机跟决心了。
So they became dull of hearing, and so the first spiritual meaning is that they have no spiritual motivation.
那所谓的动机啊，就是愿意花时间和精力哈，在属灵的事物上。
Having motivation means that you're willing to spend the time and the effort to take spiritual food.
那当然，第一次听啊，可能听不懂啊。
Of course, the first time you listen to a teaching, you may not understand.
听不懂以后，他就说啊，算了算了，这个我没办法。
And so for these people, they may hear, not understand, and say, "Oh well, I just can't understand it."
他不愿意第二次再试试看。
They're not willing to try and understand for the second time.
这样子的话，他当然永远的都不能够明白这个是麦基洗德是什么意思。
So then, of course, they will never come to understand who Melchizedek is.
因为他已经没有这个动机了。
Because he does not have the motivation to understand.
没有动机的话，就没有动力，就不会去行动，再继续往前走。
Because there is no motivation, there's no catalyst to take any action.
那为什么没有动机呢？
So why is there no catalyst to take action?
大概有几个原因呢？
And there's a few reasons.
所以我们小孩子假如对于他的功课没有兴趣没有动机来学习的话，这个也是有问题啊。
So if our children are not motivated or interested in doing their homework, this becomes a problem.
所以第一个，为什么他不想学习，没有这个动机？
And so the first reason why they may not have the motivation.
他就不感兴趣。
Is that they're not interested.
对这些属灵的事物不感兴趣。
They're not interested in any of these spiritual teachings.
他认为这个找不到学习的意义因为他认为这些东西跟我实质上没有什么帮助
They find that the teachings are meaningless because it is unrelated to their lives.
传道者在讲这麦基洗德的故事。
So if a preacher is talking about the story of Melchizedek,
他说我不需要麦基洗德，我生活照样过得很好
He may think, well, I don't need to know who Melchizedek is to live a good life.
我照样上班，照样出去赚钱
I can still go to work and make money.
我不需要他，也可以生活。
I can live just fine without knowing Melchizedek.
所以今天很多人就是觉得我不需要教会，我不需要神，也可以生活得很好。
So therefore, many people today find that they don't need God or the church to live a good life.
因为教会神对他来讲没有什么意义。
Because God and the church carries no meaning in this person's life.
他没有找到实质的这种意义益处。
They haven't found any concrete reason and meaning behind it.
他还觉得自己不是那个料的，自己没办法啦，自己没有资格啦，也不可能来明白这些道理
Some people may also feel like they're just simply not capable of understanding teachings.
所以有的人就说我不可能信教啦。
So some people may think that a religion is just not for me.
神不要我这种人
God doesn't want somebody like me.
教会不需要我这种人
The church doesn't need someone like me.
我有一些坏习惯
I have some bad habits.
你们都很好，我不好。
You're all good people, but I'm not.
所以我不够。 不够资格进到教会里头。
So I'm not qualified to be in the church.
所以他说没有这个动机，没有这个动力。
So therefore they would not have the motivation.
所以当时有很多的信徒啊，就是属于这种人，就缺乏动力跟决心。
And so at the time there are many believers who are like this. They lack the motivation and determination.
所以他本身啊，已经被失败所打倒。
And so they've already been defeated by failure.
因为他觉得我。听不进去的
because they feel like I can't understand the teaching.
他也不想再尝试看看
and they also don't want to try.
很多人在读圣经不是第一次就能够读明白啊
For many people, they don't understand the Bible the very first time they read it.
我信主已经信了大概六十年啊，刚好六十年
I've been a believer now for 60 years.
我三岁受洗
I was baptized when I was 3 years old.
今年63岁，已经60年的光阴了。
So this year I'm 63, so I've been a believer for 60 years.
利未记，我最近才慢慢了解。
It's only recently that I feel like I'm understanding the book of Leviticus.
那很多人读到利未记就不想读啊。
Many people, when they start reading Leviticus, they want to give up.
反正觉得这个不可能明白的。
Because they feel like it is simply not understandable.
这个不是我的事情，这是你们传道者还是说你们长子去研究就好了。
They may think that this is not for me. This is something for the preachers and ministers to research.
利未记的道理跟我生活上没有什么关系。
And that the teachings of Leviticus has nothing to do with my daily life.
我不懂利未记啊，生活照常。
I can completely not understand Leviticus and live a normal life.
所以就没有动机，没有兴趣来学习利未记。
So then there's no motivation or interest to understand the book of Leviticus.
这个要花时间，不做第一次就能够明白啊。
So this takes time. It's I can't understand it just the first time around.
所以我是最近才慢慢能够明白利未记里头。
And so for me, it is only recently I find that I'm understanding more what the book of Leviticus is talking about.
所以不能够放弃。
And so we can't give up.
那有些人为什么没有动机啊？
So why do some people not have motivation?
因为神就希望大家都能够认识神，认识主耶稣啊。
Because God hopes that everyone can come to know him.
但是有些人就是没有反应。
But some people seem to be unresponsive.
对神的话一点反应都没有。
That they're unresponsive to the word of God.
这个圣职人员讲道的人再怎么鼓励，再怎么勉励，就是没有行动。
That no matter how a minister may preach and motivate, they don't seem to be moved by the message.
所以圣经就说这个是石头的心呢。
So the Bible characterizes these as hearts of stone.
石头本身是没有生命的。
A stone in itself has no life.
我们叫无机这个石头是没有生命。
It's an inorganic. It's lifeless.
所以你再怎么打它，怎么踢它，它不会痛，它不会哀叫的。
So no matter how much you kick it or hit it, it will never complain or feel pain.
所以圣经说要把我们除掉肉心，不，把我们除掉石心。
And so the Bible says that we have to take away the heart of stone.
然后给我们一个肉心。
And to give us a heart of flesh.
那肉心就跟石心。不像肉心是有反应的，它会有感情一种反应。
The heart of flesh is different; it will respond and it can feel.
所以正常有肉心的话，他听到神的道理，他听到道理的勉励，他会有反应的。
And so, for a person with a heart of flesh, when they hear the word of God, they will have a response to it.
所以吃难的第一个意义就是这些人没有一个学习的动心跟决心。
So the first spiritual meaning of needing milk is that these people have no motivation or determination.
那他们还是我行我素。
And they do whatever they like.
甚至于他们不喜欢神的话。
They even may despise the word of God.
因为听到神的话好像在审判他们一样。
Because they may feel that the word of God is judging them.
让他们觉得听起来很不舒服啊。
And makes them uncomfortable.
请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
John chapter 1 verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在。道就是神，这个道呢就是神的本身。
So the word is God himself.
这道也是从神那边出来的。
And the word began with God.
所以道里头有神的安慰，有神的能力。
So in the word is God's power and his comfort.
有神的引导。
And also the guidance of God.
那看第二节。
Verse 2.
这道太初与神同在，第三节。
3.
那万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的，第四节。
Verse 4.
那生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，第五节。
5.
那光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受。光照在黑暗里。 应该啊，里头就变成很明亮亮光啊。
So when the light shines in the darkness should become bright.
可是现在说啊，光照在黑暗里头啊，可是呢，这个他不接受啊。
But here says the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not accept it.
因为光照在里头，他已经习惯在黑暗里头生活了。
Because the darkness is used to being in darkness.
那在里头生活习惯了，光一照的话，他觉得很痛苦。
And when they're comfortable in the darkness, and they suddenly have a light shine on them, it feels very uncomfortable. So they don't want to listen.
所以我们只要是不喜欢听道理，那这个是很大的问题。
And so if we find that we don't like to listen to the word of God, this is a big problem.
因为一般来讲，光一进来的话，让我们觉得很温暖。
Because normally speaking, when the light comes into your heart, you'll feel warmth.
啊，因为弟兄他离开教会已经很久时间了。
There's a brother who's left the church for many years.
他年轻的时候就参加帮派。
When he was young, he joined a gang.
他参加帮派的人当然不会到教会里头来啊。
Of course, normally gang members don't come to the church.
他整天在外面混。
So he's out on the street all day.
他父母亲啊是很热心的信徒啊。
His parents are very fervent believers.
所以他妈妈就经常为他祷告。
So his mother often prayed for him.
但是他还是我行我素啊。
But he still did whatever he wanted.
有一天他被这个帮派分子啊用刀啊这个刺了几刀啊。
One time he was stabbed multiple times by another gang member.
就被送到医院里头急诊。
He was sent to the ER.
那他在医院这个期间呢？
So during the time that he was in the hospital,
他有一天晚上啊，他就看到一个亮光，一个亮光啊，照在他的伤口上。
One time at night, he saw a bright light shining on his wound.
哇，那时候他就很舒服，很舒畅。
And at that time, he felt so comfortable.
他很受感动。
And he was deeply moved.
他很受安慰。
He was deeply comforted.
他以前就觉得神可能不要他了。
Because before he thought that God would never want him anymore.
就好像当时希伯来时代的信徒一样啊，他们就是认为啊，神不要我了，我再怎么努力都没办法。
Just like the members of Hebrews, they feel that God, no matter how hard I try, God will never want me anymore.
可是现在光照了这个弟兄以后
，But after the light has shone on this brother,
他觉得哎，神还要他。
He realized that God still wanted him.
所以他觉得在一种安慰，一种温暖呐。
So he felt comforted and warm.
他就回来教会
，And he returned to the church.
发起热心
，And he became very fervent.
到现在为止，已经经过十几年，还是非常热心。
And now decades have passed, and he's still a very fervent member.
当然，在这个过程当中啊，从帮派要脱离出来，不是那么容易的一件事情啊。
Of course, the process of leaving a gang is not easy.
但是他克服了很多各种不同的障碍挑战。
But he encountered and overcame all sorts of obstacles.
因为他已经自己亲身体验到神了。
Because he himself felt God.
所以他对神的爱有反应。
And so he has a response to the love of God.
所以只要是对神的道理、神的爱没有反应的话，真的是很危险的一件事情啊。
And so if we find that we're unresponsive to the love of God, it is it's very dangerous.
所以就是吃奶的人。
That would be somebody who needs milk.
那么第二个
，A second.
我们请看回来，希伯来书第五章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书五章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12.
希伯来书第五章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12.
看你们学习的功夫啊。本来应该做师父的，谁知道还有人将神圣言小学的开端了，另外教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。所以这里是提到说，有些人呢，本来是要做师父的。
And so this verse talks about that some people ought to be teachers by this time.
那人家时间已经信主信了很久啊，应该是要慢慢进步啊。
Because they believe in the Lord for a long time, so they should show some progress.
可是这些人呢不想进步啊。
But these people don't want to progress.
总是喜欢听那些喜欢听的。
They like to hear the things that they like to hear.
听那些比较简单的。
And they like to hear things that are very basic.
所以这些人呢是不能够吃干粮。
And so these people are unable to take solid food.
因为没办法吃干粮。
Because they're unable.
上面身体的状况、灵性的状况没有办法吃干粮。
Given their spiritual condition, they're unable to take solid food.
所以这些人就是不动脑筋去思考啊。
So these are people who don't use their brains and to think.
他们可能想说，我不动脑筋，有灵会帮我动脑筋呢。
They may think that I don't have to use my brain, someone else will.
还是我们在 查经的团契。
So sometimes when we have a Bible study fellowship.
啊，主持的人总是会说啊，大家有什么意见呢、啊？可以分享啊。
The facilitator will also often say if anybody has any thoughts or anything they can share.
啊，有人呢、啊、就好像他也不想动脑筋啊，他就保持沉默了。
Some people don't like to use their brains and they just want to remain silent.
想说啊，我不说，有人会说。
They're thinking if I don't say something, someone else will.
我不发表的话，有人会发表。
If I don't share anything, there's other people that will.
所以这个团契还是有人会说话的。
That someone in this fellowship will speak up.
这种人呢、啊，他不愿意去思考。
And so these people don't want to spend the time to meditate.
他不愿意去思考神的话。
They don't want to meditate the word of God.
其实神的话必须要动脑筋想一想啊。
Actually, the word of God requires that we think and meditate.
圣经所写的话，其实有些时候跟我们人的理智是互相违背的。
Because sometimes what the Bible writes seems contradictory to our rational thought.
圣经里头有很多的地方是要凭着信心去领受。
Some of the areas in the Bible takes our faith to receive it.
因为圣经里头所记载的，其实很多事情我们是看不大明白。
Because there are things that are written in the Bible that we may not clearly understand.
因为违乎常理呀。
It might even go against reason.
什么对那些官员要顺从啊
？Why do we have to obey authorities？
甚至于那些乖僻的人的官员呢，也要顺从他。
Even those the
就是很多 crooked。
The crooked, even the crooked, those who are crooked in authority，
也要顺服他们啊。
We still have to submit to them。
这个跟我们的这个。常理是违背的。
That seems to go against our reason.
这个到底是什么意思
？But what does that mean？
不去想的话就没有答案。
If we don't think about it, then we won't come to an answer.
因为神所要的，我们就是一个完全的顺服的心。
Because what God wants is a complete heart of submission.
去做的话，就能够得到在那个事情上能够得到福气。
And if we were to submit and do it, then we can be blessed in that matter.
好，请看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
诗篇第一篇。
Psalm 1.
诗篇第一篇的第二节。
Psalm 1 verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
唯喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。这里说喜爱，第一个要喜爱神的律法。
Here it says the first is to delight in the law of the Lord.
因为对于神律法有反应。
That we have to have a response to the law of the Lord.
他喜欢，他宁可去听呢。
That you're delighted in it, therefore you want willing to listen to it.
还要昼夜思想。
And then to meditate on the day and night.
说好像思想一次还不够啊。
So it is not enough to just think about it once.
白天思想也不够啊。
And just meditating in the day is not enough.
连晚上睡觉的时候都要思想。
You still have to meditate on it at night when you're sleeping.
连上班的时间也要想一想。
Even when you're working, you should be thinking about it.
连炒菜煮饭时间也要想一想。
And even when you're cooking, you should be meditating.
虽然是很费时间的。
Even though it's very time-consuming.
想那么多做什么呢？
And what's the point of thinking about it so much?
但是圣经说这种人是有福气的。
But the Bible says, blessed is the man.
他能够得到什么福气呢？
And what type of blessing can he receive?
第三节。
Verse 3.
说他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时结果子，叶子呢也不枯干，凡他所做的尽多顺利。
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
第三节我们都看得很明白啊。
And we can understand what verse 3 says.
树在溪水旁的话，当然能够结果子。
Of course, if a tree is planted by the rivers, then it can bear fruit.
因为有些时候果树啊，我们忘记浇水，哇，糟糕，它就叶子都枯干了。
Sometimes when we forget to water our fruit trees, then you can see that the leaves start to wither.
可能还会死掉啊。
It might even die.
可是呢，这个经常做思考神话语的人呢，就好像树栽在溪水旁，很妥当的。
But the man who meditates on the law of God day and night shall be planted like a tree and very well situated.
他就能够经常吸取水分啊。
So he can often absorb the water.
在每个季节他能够吸取水分多少他自己控制的。
and everything he can absorb the water and he can even control the amount that he takes
in. 所以他就能够按时、每个时间每个季节呢、什么时候该结果子他就会结果子。
And therefore he's able to bear fruit in whatever season it is.
那叶子也不枯干。
And the leaves will not wither.
他所做的多顺利。
And whatever he does shall prosper.
这样子是不是很好啊？
Isn't that wonderful?
大家喜不喜欢？
Do we want to be like this?
但是在现实的人生、在现实的生活上是不是有这种事情、
But in everyday life, is this happening?
凡事顺利、
That everything someone does prospers.
所以我们大家也很热心、
We're all very zealous.
也经常读圣经、
Sorry. And we often read the Bible.
但是我们是不是多所做的事情都能够进多顺利、
But can we prosper in everything that we do?、
不一定会顺利。
Not necessarily.
但这个顺利、这个 success 成不成功的定义、是在乎每一个人，看你怎么去定义它。
And how we define prosperity is really different for every one of us.
在不好的环境之下
In bad situations,
我们都认为这个是、bad luck, 这是、倒霉的事情。
We may just chalk it up to bad luck.
那我们都不喜欢碰到这种事情。
And none of us like to encounter these downturns.
但是一个人也可以把它变成为一个好事啊。
But a person can also turn it into a good thing.
就是我们思想观念怎么想。
So it depends on our thoughts, how we think about it.
有的人上班几年以后。
Some people after they worked for a certain period of time.
因为他很认真工作了。
Because they are very diligent.
所以有一天他就病倒了。
They one day became sick.
他看一看，哇，我的朋友，我的同事都很健康啊。
They may look around them and see that everyone around them is very healthy.
他们还在上班呢、啊。
And they're still working.
我是信主的人，怎么会躺在病床上
？I'm a believer in the Lord. Why am I on the sick bed?
他也可能可以认为说我很倒霉啊。
They may think that he may feel that he has really bad luck.
但是他只要是从另外一个角度来看。
But if you were to look at it from a different perspective,
这个叫神要让他休息呀、
啊。This could be a time when God wants him to.
再不休息的话，以后可能就没有机会了。
That if he doesn't take the time to rest now, he may not get the chance later.
现在不休息，以后的问题更大。
If he doesn't take a break now, he might have bigger problems later.
所以他想到这就很感谢主啊，神让我借机会休息呀、啊。
So when he thinks about it this way, he's very thankful to God to allow him this opportunity to rest.
不然我的生命啊都会被公司买走了。
Otherwise, his life would just basically be just working.
所以他就感谢主啊，他很喜乐啊。
And so he thanks the Lord for the joy he has.
所以这个就是顺利。
And so this is prosperity.
所谓的顺利，就看你怎么想。
Prosperity is how you look at it.
你跟神连接上关系。
That you're connected with God.
你想到神的道理，就觉得安慰。
That when you think about the teachings of God, you feel comforted.
凡事都往好处着想。
And in everything, you think about it from a positive perspective.
他所做的事情就都很顺利啊。
And therefore, whatever that person does will be prosperous.
那假设我们不思考神的道理的话。
But if we don't think about the word of God,
我们就不知道有这些神的安慰的话在圣经里头啊。
We don't realize that there are words of comfort from God in the Bible.
我们需要安慰的时候找不到适当的话来安慰我们。
When we are looking for comfort, we can't find the appropriate words of comfort.
因为平常不去想它。
Because we normally don't spend time to think about it.
不去想它的话，这些字句就不会留在我们脑海里。
If we don't meditate on it, then these words will not lodge in our minds.
不会留在我们记忆里头。
It will not be in our memories.
那到时候要用的话，就很辛苦啊。
So when time comes, we can't recall them.
那就会抱怨。
And then we may end up complaining.
所以当时希伯来的那个时代啊。那个人呢、属于婴孩的人，就是他们不愿意去思考啊。
And so in the time of Hebrews, those who are like a baby that needs milk, do not want to spend time to meditate on the word of God.
好，那第三个婴孩到底是什么意义
？And so the third meaning for a baby.
就是不愿意受苦。
Is that they don't want to suffer?
好，我们看回来希伯来书第五章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章是三节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13.
十三节
，verse 13，
凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
因为这些人呢、不去练习所听的道理。
Because these people don't practice the word that they know.
那不练习的话，因为练习啊，必须要花时间的、花体力。
It takes time to practice the word.
好像练习这个棒球，打棒球要去练习啊。
Just like if you're playing baseball, you have to practice.
啊，怎么投球，怎么接球，怎么打球。
You have to learn how to pitch, hit, and catch.
啊，这个都是必须要练习。
And these all take practice.
那我们要做运动也是练习啊。
If we want to do exercise, we also have to practice.
所以对我们有好处的事情呢、都是要花时间来练习。
And so anything that's good for us, takes time to practice.
啊，但是这些刚开始都会受苦的。
But in the beginning, it may feel like suffering.
因为要熟练仁义的道理。
Because for us to be skilled in the word of righteousness.
那为了要遵守神的道理，可能他会吃亏。
Maybe in order to adhere to the word of God, you may find that you're in a disadvantage.
那我刚搬到湾区的时候
When I first moved to the Bay Area,
那边我的车子，我的太太还留在芝加哥。
Because at that time my wife was still in Chicago.
那经过两年以后，我太太才搬来。
And she moved to the area 2 years later.
那我就回芝加哥了，帮她搬。那我们就开车啊，从芝加哥一直开到上下缅度。
And so I went back to help her move, and we were driving from Chicago to Sacramento.
那因为时间拖，本来是要去办理啊，这个啊租车子的租车登记啊。
Because we were originally going to register with the DMV.
那因为时间一直拖了大概一个多月才去办理啊。
And we kept delaying it until a month after.
那要办理这个登记的话，要填一个表格。
And so to register your vehicle, you have to fill out an application.
说你这个车子啊，什么时候？什么时候开进来？什么时候移到加州的
？And the application asks you when did the vehicle enter California？
我在想啊，到底是要填昨天呢，还是填一个月以前就进来的呢
？I was thinking, I was struggling. I was thinking, should I fill out that the vehicle came in yesterday or a month ago？
我填昨天的话，就不需要被罚款了。
If I were to say the vehicle came yesterday, then I don't have to pay a penalty.
啊，也没有人会去查。
And nobody is going to know.
啊，可是我只要是填说啊，一个月以前就来的。
But if I were to fill out that the vehicle came in a month ago,
那必须要赔，要罚这个200多块呀。
Then I need to pay a $200 fine.
要填什么？
So what am I going to? What number am I going to fill out? What date?
大家说说看，我应该填什么
？So tell me, what would you advise me?
感谢主，我说填出来，一个月以前就来了啦。
I thank God I filled in the truth, which is that the vehicle entered a month ago.
诚实的话必须要吃亏啊。
Sometimes when you're honest, you may be in a disadvantage.
因为啊，有些时候我们要为自己的这样的拖延呐、付出一些代价。
Because we pay the price for not doing something at the time that
we're supposed to. 必须要吃亏啊。
And so sometimes being honest means that we lose out.
说这些出来的人啊，就是他们就不去熟练仁义的道理，他们不愿意吃亏。
And so these people, these who only take milk are unskilled in the word of righteousness. They're unwilling to suffer.
圣经有一句话我很欣赏。
There's a phrase in the Bible that I really admire.
请看。诗篇十五篇。
Psalm 15。
诗篇十五篇。
Psalm 15。
来看第一节。
Verse 1。
诗篇十五篇第一节。
Psalm 15 verse 1。
主啊，谁能够寄居在你的帐幕？谁能够住在你的圣山？第二节。
Verse 2。
那就是行为正直、做事公义、心里说实话的说实话的人第三节。
Verse 3。
他不以舌头残谤人，不恶待朋友，也不随火毁谤邻里。第四节。
Verse 4。
他眼中藐视匪劣，却尊重那敬畏神的人。他发了誓，虽然自己吃亏。虽然这是吃亏，也不更改呀。
And so here it says, "He who swears to is his own hurt and does not change."
啊，有些时候我们讲，哥林家打了契约的，又看到自己吃亏，不算了，要改契约的。
Sometimes we get in sign a contract and we realize that this contract is not good for us, and we try to not adhere to it and change the contract.
这里说叫诚实的人哈，他们就是吃亏，也不更改誓言的。
Here says a person who walks uprightly has truth in his heart. even if it's to his own detriment, he doesn't change something.
今天也是一样，我们为了要遵守神的道理。
And so for us, likewise, to keep the word of God.
为了要遵守神的道理，我必须要跟另外一个人说对不起，说道歉。
And in order to keep the word of God, I'm willing to say sorry and apologize to a person.
可能是失去有人面子啊。
Maybe I may lose face.
可能我认为我是长辈啊，长子。
I feel like I'm older.
我是父母亲啊、
I'm the parent.
但是要跟晚辈说对不起，要跟朋友说对不起很难。
And to say I'm sorry and apologize to someone who is younger than you or your friend.
但是为着要遵守神的道理，为着要和睦。
But to keep the word of God and for the sake of peace.
就宁可牺牲。
We rather make the sacrifice.
这个就成熟的人啊。
And that is a maturity.
那说婴孩的话，就不熟练，就不去练习，就不愿意受苦。
But a baby would be unskilled in this and would not be willing to suffer.
只是听道理不去行的话，也不会受苦的。
And for those who only listen to the word but never put it in action, will not suffer.
我们经常说哈，天下间呐，没有不劳而获的道理呀，没有不劳而获，就是 no pain no gain.
Oh, so we often hear the phrase no pain no gain.
我们看到约瑟哈，约瑟他在受苦的地方长盛。
We can see that Joseph found victory in his pain, in his suffering.
所以这个婴孩这里呢，他就不愿意受苦。
And so for a baby, he may be unwilling to suffer.
好，那婴孩的第四个意义。
And the fourth meaning for a baby.
我们请看希伯来书第六章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 6.
第六章十一节。
Chapter 6, verse 11.
第六章
Chapter 6.
我们来看第十节好了，第十节跟十一节。
Start from verse 10 and 11.
因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的功和你们为他的名所显的爱心，就是先前伺候圣徒，如今还是伺候。十一节。
11.
我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。那这段其实背后是什么意思呢
？And so, what does this verse mean?
背后就是有的人一定是抱怨了。
So the background behind this is that some people may complain.
因为他们的确是有在服侍啊，他们是在服侍的圣徒。
Because there are people who have ministered or served.
可是时间一久以后啊，他们就觉得很疲倦啊。
But with the passage of time, they feel very tired.
甚至可能还会饱受批评。
They may even start to criticize.
他们会觉得，哎，神的公义在哪里呀？
They may even wonder where is the justice of
God. 我那么多爱神，那么多爱弟兄姐妹。
I've shown so much love to the brothers and sisters.
怎么没有得到应有的尊重呢？
Why is it that I'm not getting my due respect?
他以为神也不纪念呢。
They may feel that God does not even remember them.
所以作者才必须要这样子提醒大家。
And so the author wants to remind everyone.
那换句话说，当时一定有很喜欢抱怨。
So it means that at the time there must be people who love to complain.
的确是有这种人的存在呀。
And truly, people like this exist.
那为什么会抱怨呢
？Why do we complain？
因为他抱怨呢，他生活都是很不幸的。
Because when you complain, you just find that everything in your life is very unfortunate.
的确是很不幸，但是他又没有办法，没有能力去改变他。
And it may be true that their lives are very full of unfortunate events, and they have no power to change any of it.
还是他总是喜欢拿自己与别人去比较。
Or they like to compare themselves with other people.
别人好的话，他就产生嫉妒心了。
If others do well, then they tend to get jealous.
还是他平常就是喜欢跟一些人聊。
Or they like to chat with others.
这个闲话家常啊。
And there may be some gossiping.
在这个当中就会批评别人，会抱怨。
And in that, they may start to then complain or criticize about other people.
这种人呢，往往他会找一些人呢，跟他一样的人在一起。
And these people tend to like to find others just like them and group together.
这些人哎，好像啊会结党。
And they seem to get together into one group.
那抱怨的人呢、他对于坏事情啊，总是抱着不放啊。
And for people who complain, they like to hold on to bad things.
那其实他有一些好事情呢、在他身上啊。
Even if they have good things that happen in their lives.
这个孩子有些时候说连成就啊，不是好像别人那么有成就。
Maybe they think that their children is not as successful as others.
啊，他老是说我的孩子不行啊。
And they also they always say, oh, my kid will amount to nothing.
啊，他也没有想说，哎，我的孩子也很乖呀，也很孝顺呢。
But they will never consider that my child is very well behaving.
啊，虽然能力啊不如别人。
Maybe they're not as capable as another.
啊，他一直注重说他儿子能力不如别人。
But they're just focused on that negative part.
可是确实对他孩子孝心啊，都没有放在心上啊。
But they don't pay attention to the fact that their children is very obedient to them.
啊，小主就这个意思啊，批评别人啊，一直这个抱怨呢。
And so they'll just complain.
我们看犹大书。
Let's turn to Jude.
犹大书十六节。
Jude verse 16.
犹大书十六节。
Jude 16.
十六节，
16，
说这些人呢、啊、是私下议论啊，常发怨言的，随从自己的情欲而行，口中说夸大的话，为要得便宜啊，谄面人啊。那这些人有一种人呢、啊，叫做吃奶的人啊。这些人就指的吃奶的人呢、啊。
And so these people are those who take only milk.
啊，他们私下议论呢、啊，就不管在公共场所啊。
And so they grumble regardless of if it's a public place.
因为只要是公开的话，会碰上一些人的挑战呢、啊。
Because if it's in public, they may be challenged by others.
有人就会告诉他啊，其实你儿子很好啊，很孝顺啊。
Because other people may say, no, your son is actually very good and obedient.
啊，你儿子很乖呀、啊。
And he's very well behaving.
啊，这样就好啊。
Isn't that good enough?
他但是他这些话都不听啊。
But they can't seem to hear any of that. 所以他
私下议论呢、啊。
And so they always grumble in private.
常常发怨言。
And grumble often.
啊，圣经说这种是属于自己的情欲。
And the Bible says that these people act according to their own lust.
也是属于自己的感觉。
And according to their own emotions.
啊，因为他没有跟神连上关系。
And because they're not connected to God.
他没有思考神的话。
They don't meditate on the word of God.
他没有看到神其实也有很多恩典在他身上。
They don't see the many blessings that God has given them in their lives.
只是一点点的挫折而已，他就受不了。
They can't stomach even just a little bit of disappointment.
啊，其实那个挫折，神就是要他更进步。
Even though maybe the purpose of that disappointment or frustration is to help
神要训练他的忍耐
and to train their patience.
神要训练他一个属灵的品格
Maybe God is training their spiritual qualities.
啊，是要让他有感恩的心
So that they can have a more grateful heart.
说给他一点点的挫折而已
And so just to give him just a little bit of disappointment.
那他就受不了
And he can't take it.
这个是出于自己的情欲在抱怨
And so they're grumbling according to their own lusts.
好，以上所讲的这些都是吃奶的人啊。
And so the above are what characterizes someone who needs milk.
好，那么吃干粮在属灵上是什么意思呢
？And so then, what does it mean for someone who can take solid milk, solid food?
那就是跟吃奶的婴孩就相反了、
啊。They'll be the opposite of those who can only take milk.
啊，吃干粮就是渴慕道理的人。
One who can take solid food means those who are willing to those who thirst for the word of God.
我们教会有个特有的名词。
And our church, there's a saying.
特有的，很特别的 special term.
There's a special term.
就是慕道者。
Truth seeker.
这个慕道者来听道理。
When the truth seeker comes to pursue the truth.
当然慕道者有些时候他是很渴慕道理啊。
Of course, there are some truth seekers who really are seeking the truth.
就 thirst for the truth.
Thirst for the truth.
很口渴就需要喝水。
As if they're thirsty for water.
那事实上我们每一位弟兄姐妹都是慕道者，要成为慕道者啊。
Actually, every one of us brothers and sisters need to become a truth seeker.
不只是说那些在门外还没进到教会里头的人才是慕道者，我们都是慕道者。
Not only are those who are still outside the doors of the church.Are considered truth seekers. We're all truth seekers.
我们要比他们更渴慕神的道理。
We need to be even more thirsty for the word of God than them.
啊，请看诗篇啊，诗篇六十三篇的第一节。
Psalm 63.
诗篇六十三篇第一节。
Psalm 63 verse 1.
六十三篇第一节。
63 verse 1.
神啊，你是我的神啊，我要切切的寻求你，在干旱疲乏无水之地，我渴向你，我的心啊切慕你。 这么提到干旱疲乏无水之地，是不是真的干旱无水呢？
Here it talks about a dry and thirsty land.
这个是在形容这个心理的状态，但心理的状态很难描写，所以必须要有个适当文字啊，用我们物质界啊来表达人啊可想可慕的程度。
Is using the land to represent our heart, that are a dry and thirsty heart.
啊，并不是真的。那个作者啊，当时是没有水的。
It doesn't mean that the writer is in a place where there is no water.
所以干渴就像啊，就像一个人啊，在干旱、疲乏，而且疲乏很累呀、啊，又没有水的那种程度，我们想想。他是多么的渴望有一滴水啊。
And so you can imagine for someone to live in a dry and thirsty land, how much they would wish for just one drop of water.
啊，就一滴水就让他满足啊。
They can be satisfied with just one drop of water.
所以这渴慕就渴慕到这个地步。
And so that's the extent of their thirst.
所以我们对道理渴慕也是要像这样子。
And the same for our thirst for the word of God.
很喜欢听道理。
That we really like to listen to his words.
啊，有位传道者啊，在一间教会讲道。
There's a preacher who was preaching in a church.
啊，这个传道人啊，他讲道，这个按照安排表是一个小时啊，那个道理的那一堂课是一个小时。
And according to the schedule, that session was supposed to be 1 hour long.
啊，这个传道人呢就一直讲啊。
And the preacher kept on preaching.
讲到他看这个时间，但后面那个钟。
And he was preaching and looking at the clock at the back of the room.
他说：“哎呀，讲那么久才四十分钟啊，才四十分钟，那接下来要讲什么？”他说：“哎，我已经讲完了，但还有二十分钟。”他正在烦恼的时候。
And so he thought he was preaching and he's saying a lot, but only 40 minutes passed and he still has 20 minutes and he was worrying about what to say next.
啊，还有二十分钟，到底是要讲什么？讲的都已经讲完了。
He's thinking to himself, I've already finished everything I wanted to say. What do I say now for the next 20 minutes?
好，大家看钟一次。
And so everybody look at the clock.
原来他已经讲了一个小时要四十分钟。
Actually, when he looked at the clock again, he realized he's been preaching for an hour and 40 minutes.
不是四十分钟啊，他已经超过一个小时，他已经超过时间了。
Actually, not just 40 minutes, so he's gone over time already.
啊，他传道说，问他说，哎。你们怎么没有人在抗议啊？怎么没有人告诉我啊？说时间超过了，赶快结束了。
And the preacher asked the congregation, "Why didn't any of you tell me that I've gone over time and I should really start to wrap up?"
在那个一个小时要四十分钟的当中啊，没有人这样子哈、啊，哎，时间到了，赶快结束。
So in an hour 40 minutes, nobody gave him a sign to say you gotta end it now.
哎，没有人在后面说，哎。
There's nobody in the back of the room pointing to their watch.
大家都很注意听，大家都渴慕神的道理呀。
Everyone was paying attention and they were thirsting for the word of God.
那个传道很受感动啊。
And so that preacher was very touched.
但是没有人抱怨啊。
That no one complained.
大家都一直听，专心听啊。
Everybody was still listening and was paying attention.
所以就是一个渴慕啊，渴慕的心啊。
So it shows their heart of thirst.
所以我们。要哈来聚会的时候，就要告诉自己说：“神啊，你帮助有一个忍耐心啊！”就是有时候人很烦躁，说传道者讲再多讲一点点，就一直不耐烦的看着时间。
So when we come to church, we should pray to God to give us a more patient heart. Because for some people, if the preacher were to just go over 1 minute, that they feel very impatient and they're looking at their watches.
啊，所以我们在聚会以前就要先准备心啊，就要先。祷告求神，我们有个渴慕的心呢。
So before we come to church, we should pray to God to give us a more patient and thirsty heart.
那吃干粮的人呢、啊，就是代表着他们追求成长。
And for those who can take solid food, represents that they pursue after growth.
请看希伯来书五章十四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5:14.
希伯来书五章十四节。
Hebrews 5:14.
唯独长大成人才能够吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能够分辨好歹的啊。这个长大成人就能够吃干粮。
And so the solid food belongs to those who are of full age.
所以这一些人呢，就是要追求成长的人。
And so these are people who pursue growth.
那追求成长也是要付出啊代价。
And for someone to grow, it takes giving up something.
可是做到成长的人，他们就能够恩上加恩啊，力上加力。
But for those who are willing to grow, then they will have strength upon strength and grace upon grace.
我们在以赛亚书里面有一句话，就是以赛亚的祷告吧。
In Isaiah, there is the prayer of Isaiah.
他说，求神给我一个受教者的舌头。
He says, give me a learned tongue.
那我们会讲说，舌头是要说话啊，怎么受教的？应该是要说，赏赐给他一个教导人的舌头，所以他就能够教导别人，他能够有口才。
You may think this is interesting. Why didn't he ask for a tongue that's able to teach or an eloquent tongue?
那其实这就意思叫说教者的舌头，这个舌头也是要发问的啊。
And so a learned tongue means that they're also there to ask questions.
啊，所以舌头也可以去教导别人，也可以去问呢、啊。我不懂的就问呢、啊。
So the tongue can at one time teach someone or also ask questions when you don't understand.
啊，说经常保持一个学习的心。
And so to maintain a heart of learning.
这个追求成长。
And to pursue growth.
啊，当时在约书亚记十三章哈、啊。
In Joshua chapter 13.
的第一节呢，神就告诉约书亚说，还有很多未得之地啊，就分给以色列百姓。
In Joshua chapter 13 verse 1, God told Joshua that there's a lot of land that's still unconquered that is to be given to the Israelites.
说今天我们一样还有很多未得之地，我们还有很多未得之地，还有很多的成长的空间呢。
So there's much land yet to be possessed, and for us today, there's much room for us to grow.
所以我们就要多看圣经，多读圣经，多读一些有益的文章。
And so we should spend more time reading the Bible and to read articles that are meaningful.
啊，这些八卦消息啊，不要去看了，不要看太多了。
So don't read too much gossip or
entertainment.
Now in the internet, there are a lot of unhealthy news.
啊，那些也是不正确的。
And they're not accurate.
啊，所以我们要多看有益的文章啊，有益的，包括这个圣经。
Mm-hmm. So we should read things that are more meaningful, including the Bible.
啊，来追求成长。
Mm-hmm. And so that we can grow.
那保罗也是一样，保罗是经常追求成长的一个人。
And Paul is a man who often pursues after growth.
那这个吃干粮也是表示他们能够甘心忍耐。
And those who take solid food means that they're able and willing to endure.
哦，大家知道啊，这个受苦才需要忍耐啊。
We know that you have to only endure when you're going through suffering.
啊，没有一个人说我们要忍受这个欢乐。
Nobody will say I have to endure this happiness.
这个很奇怪，欢乐就不需要忍受嘛，就尽情享受。
That'd be really strange because you just go ahead and enjoy it. You don't have to endure during that time.
啊，在受苦的时候才需要忍耐啊。
It is only during suffering that you say you endure it.
啊。不舒服的环境、啊、没有人喜欢。
And no one likes an uncomfortable environment.
啊，在一个时间之内呢，我们又没有办法去脱身了、啊，脱离那个环境。
And in that time, you're unable to come out of that environment.
啊，只能忍耐啊。
The only thing you can do is have patience.
所以忍耐是一个过程。
And endure, so it is a process to endure.
啊，可能不会很快就过去哦。
You may not go over it quickly.
圣经说，这个忍耐就好像是农夫撒种啊，就盼望着收割啊。
The Bible says that enduring is like a farmer who sows the seeds and is waiting for harvest.
从撒种到收割这个期间呢，不是一两天的事情。
From sowing the seed to harvest is not just a matter of one or two days.
可能要三个月。
It might take 3 months.
有的可能要更久啊。
And some maybe even longer.
所以这个时间呢是不一定。
And so that time is undefined.
那时间不会因为我们很着急啊，就会过得很快。
And the time will not pass any quicker just because we're worrying and stressing out about it.
所以只有一个办法。
And so there's just one way.
就要甘心忍受，就是能够与他共存啊。
Is to be willing to endure and coexist with that suffering.
反正要来欣赏他。
And maybe you can find a way to appreciate it.
有的人呢，跟某些人是不合，都不喜欢跟特定的人在一起、啊
there are some people that don't get along with another person, and so they don't like to be together.
啊，是那个人呢、啊，我眼中钉。
And they see that person as a sore, an eyesore.
啊，看到他就想逃避。
As soon as they see them, they want to go away.
啊，现在我们要改变心态。
But now we have to change our minds.
啊，要能够与他共存。
We have to find a way to coexist.
有一次我太太哈、啊，那、的脚趾头啊，不小心啊，被东西啊就。砸伤了。
One time, my wife's toe was stubbed.
哇，那伤得很严重啊。
And it was a very serious injury.
那几乎都快裂开了。
It almost split apart.
所以到晚上的时候，她就睡不着。
And so she's unable to fall asleep at night.
她住在这里啊，这有兴趣的问她。
So she's here, so if you're interested, you can ask her.
因为那个在痛啊，是她一阵就痛。痛一下子，要痛一下子啊！这个时间，那个几秒钟就痛一下子，怎么能够睡得着
？Because that pain comes in waves. Every few seconds or so, she'll feel the pain, and so she couldn't fall asleep.
啊，所以好像又有一个节奏哈、啊，几秒钟啊，一定会痛一次。
It seems to be in a rhythm that every few seconds or so, that pain will come back.
哎， 感谢主啊，神给她智慧，她就想一个办法。
But thank God, God gave her wisdom and she thought of a way.
啊，就是与他共存啊。
She just decided to live with it.
那她还没痛，她的心里面就想说，哎，要痛了啊。
So before the pain,
还没痛，她心里面就想说，哎，时间到了，要痛了，所以她就与他共存。
And so before the pain strikes, she will think to herself that the pain is coming, so then she can coexist and live with that pain.
因为所谓的受苦啊，就是说我们不愿意接受它，这个我们好像视为严重病啊，赶快把它去掉为快。
Because it's only a suffering when you're trying to resist it and you don't want to be with it and live with it.
但是我们只要接受它。
But if we were to accept it,
与它一起痛
and to be in pain with it.
啊、我太太就改变这个想法以后
and so after my wife had this change of thinking
那她很快就睡着了
she was able to fall asleep quickly
不觉得其实还是很痛、啊、
so even though the pain is still there
但是因为改变了一个想法
because her thought changed
所以忍耐我们一定要在这个忍耐的期间要改变我们的想法
and so in this period of suffering we have to change the way we think
不然忍耐这个耐、啊、就是一个长度这个寸、啊、旁边这个中国字有一个寸就是说这个时间长短有些时候忍耐到最后一分钟忍耐不住了怎么办
and so enduring the time is different the length may be different and sometimes we may not be able to wait till the last the minute
所以一定要改变我们的想法
and so we have to change the way we think
改变对事情的看法
and to change the way we look at something
与它共存欣赏它的优点
and to coexist with it and to find a way to appreciate
那我们就能够过得很快乐就能够变成一个属灵的人
then one can be a spiritual person and be endured with it in joy.
就变成吃干粮
and that we can eat of it like food.
啊，那最后一个意义啊
and the last meaning
就是甘心顺从
is to be willing to comply with and follow.
啊，那在希伯来书第五章第八节啊
in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8
就提到主耶稣的顺从
talks about the obedience of Jesus.
那为什么在这里要提到主耶稣的顺从
Why does it mention the obedience of Jesus here?
也是要引到后来要给这些那不愿意顺从的人婴孩的人、啊、来作为一个学习的目标、啊
it is also for the goal of for those who are like babes and only can take milk.
所以吃干粮的人、啊、他会顺从
So those who can take solid food will obey.
那顺从啊，顺服是一个很难的功课。
Being obedient is a difficult work.
我们现在、因为大家都崇尚这个自由了。
Because now we're all latched onto the idea of freedom.
啊，也崇尚个人化，个人。
And also individualism.
啊，不是团体，因为团体的话要讲求顺服啊，因为现在都是讲求个别化。
Because if we talk more communal, then we can talk more about obeying someone else. But
啊，比如说以前啊，以前在早期的教会啊，大概在四十几年以前还是五十几年前哈、啊，那个家长来受洗的话，他的全家这个二三十个人，他整个家族就全部来受洗啊。
So earlier in the church, 40 or 50 years ago, if the parents of a household baptizes, then his entire household will be baptized at the same time.
啊，现在不是啊。
But now it is different.
现在爸爸来信主耶稣。
Now today, the father may believe.
哎，他的太太不一定啊，他的孩子不一定要信主啊。
His wife or children may not necessarily want to be a believer.
哎，爸爸，你去受洗就好，是我了，这个跟你不一样。
They may say, "Oh, Dad, you go ahead and get baptized, but I will decide for myself."
因为现在很讲这个人主义。
Because now we really focus on individuals.
所以在某些事情上，孩子也可以。不听爸爸的话
and so in certain things the children can choose to disobey their parents
所以现在受洗你看一个两个就这样子
and so today when people get baptized it's one or two people at a time
那我受洗那一年总共有五十六个人受洗
the year that I was baptized there were a total of 56 people who were baptized
就是那个全家一个家就十几个人
and because every family may have a dozen people
所以现在要顺服是很难
and so today to obey is very difficult
但是要做表面的顺服也是很容易
It's easy to submit on face value.
啊，要做到内心的顺服就不容易。
But the inner obedience is very difficult.
就是我自己甘愿的服在您的权威之下，服在您的全能之下。
Inner obedience means I'm willing to submit and kneel down before your authority.
我很甘愿。
I'm very willing to do that.
因为我尊重你。
Because I respect you.
我尊重您的职分。
I respect your position.
我尊重您的工作。
I respect your work.
啊，所以我们到了。啊、外面啊，比方到了超级市场啊，到了我们也要顺服那些工作人员的指示啊。
And so when we go out to the supermarket, or we or other places, we have to respect the direction of the people who work there.
我说千万不能够跟他们吵。
So we shouldn't get into an argument with them.
因为那是他的工作了。
Because they're doing their jobs.
那是他的职责。
That is their position and their right.
所以我们必须要尊重他们，顺服他们。
And so we have to respect them and then therefore submit to them.
从内心顺服。
From the depth of our hearts.
这个就是吃干粮的人。
This is someone who takes solid food.
成熟的人。
Someone who is mature.
所以我们到底是属于哪一种？是吃奶的信徒，还是吃干粮的信徒？
So which one are we? Are we a believer who can only drink milk, or one that can take solid food?
那假如我们现在是属于吃奶的信徒，
if we feel like we're one that can only take milk,
没有关系，我们就成长。
It's okay, we just need to grow.
所以大家一起来成长。
And so let's all grow together.
我也要跟大家一起成长。
And I will also grow with all of you.
我们再唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
378首。378.